My name is George Smith. I am the Associate Dean for Research for the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Michigan State University, and also the Associate Director of MSU Ag Bioresearch. And I have the pleasure of being the lead administrator for the Michigan Alliance for Animal Agriculture.
That alliance announcing recently some new dollars coming into the program, really quite a significant increase. George, can you share a little bit more about how the funding for the Michigan Alliance for Animal Agriculture has changed and what that funding supports?
Sure. Well, that change in funding and ability to sort of fund more projects and have a greater impact ultimately on animal agriculture in the state of Michigan is a direct reflection of two things. I think it's a reflection of the commitment that our stakeholder partners in the animal agriculture industries and allied industries in the state have to working together to solve significant problems linked to growth and sustainability of animal agriculture in the state. So it's very much a reflection of our partnership working together. It's a reflection of the success of previous projects, research and extension projects funded by this group, and it's also a direct reflection of our industry stakeholder partners and their efforts with the Michigan legislature last year to sort of communicate the real impact of the work that our scientists and extension educators are doing on their operations, on their industries, and that resulted in a significant increase in funding from the state of Michigan.
Going from that $600,000 to over $3 million within the last 4 years for the program, how much of that is coming from the state and what is, you know, on that private side, what is being supported?
Sure, yeah, exactly. So the program started out and was grants were funded with money coming from MSU Ag Bioresearch and MSU Extension directly, along with both in-kind support and some support, financial support, also coming directly from our animal agriculture industries in the state. And for the 2017 grants program, we not only had that base funding from Ag Bioresearch and Extension of $600,000, but there was also $899,000 from the state of Michigan that went into the program. So in the previous grant cycle, that would have been awards that were made in 2017, we had about $1.5 million. So again, the increase in funding from the state of Michigan is a direct result of the hard work that our stakeholders have done to communicate the importance of the program and our ability to sort of work together to solve significant problems for their industries. So yeah, currently the $3.1 million is a reflection of $600,000 coming from MSU Ag Bioresearch and MSU Extension, $300,000 each, along with a $2.5 million investment from the state of Michigan that's coming through the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Specifically targeting research for Michigan's animal ag industry, what are some of those projects and the importance of issues that those funds are helping to support?
Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, this increase in funding has really been fundamental to being able to increase the scope of problems that our scientists address and the direct impact on our agricultural industry. So we're now funding, you know, a lot of important research dealing with a whole host of issues that are of critical importance to our animal agriculture industries in the state. And one of the things I need to mention as well about this project is the reason it's been so impactful is all of our partners in the Michigan Alliance for Animal Agriculture, which I can list those later if you feel that's appropriate or useful, it would be good to mention them. They each year they will denote what their top three priorities are, what the biggest problems are that are affecting those industries. And that's a major criteria in how the grants are funded, along with how our investigators, our scientists, our extension educators plan to get that information out to the people in the state who can utilize it. So the program now and the grant awards that were just made for 2018 are addressing a whole host of important issues. Everything from emerging infectious diseases in dairy cattle, ones such as bovine leukemia virus, which it really is kind of a silent but very significant problem on dairy farms. A lot of dairy farmers, don't even know they have it. And so there's both extension efforts and applied research efforts to learn more about the disease, how to make farmers aware of it, and how to better manage the animals that they have and prevent the spread of this disease, which not only affects their health, but milk production and a whole host of issues, and economically has a significant impact. We also have work that's directly relevant to the swine industry in the state. You know, there's upcoming the changes in regulations for housing of swine, which will require group housing of gestating sows, are coming up very quickly, I believe by 2020. So, and one of the challenges associated with that change is pigs by nature have a real tendency to fight and be very aggressive. So our scientists are trying to develop tools and a whole host of tools to help our producers in the swine industry deal with that change. Everything from monitoring systems and computerized monitoring systems to identify animals that are aggressive and are jeopardizing the welfare of other swine, other sows, everything from that to trying to develop genetic tools to actually genetically select animals that are better suited for this type of housing environment. A whole other host of issues in the sheep industry. One of our scientists is doing work about how to increase the number of lamb crops that a sheep producer can get in a given year and the impact of nutrition on that. And that can have a significant impact on profitability and economic outcomes, given sheep are typically seasonal breeders and only breed once a year. So a whole host of other issues related with managing cows, beef cattle, swine, along with a whole host of extension programs. And one other thing I failed to mention, but is significant, is the emphasis in the program also on workforce development and helping do what we can through extension programs to provide a trained, the skilled workforce that the industry needs. So we're developing programs. Our extension educators are funded for programs, everything from workforce development training for the meat industry to training on further examination of cooling systems and cow comfort and production efficiency on Michigan dairy farms, to programs for training workers, to extension programs for people in the horse industry, and a whole host of issues, again, which are significant to our industry partners.
Ag research funding being discussed as part of the 2018 Farm Bill. How important is that to Michigan State's ag bioresearch and the work that also can be expanded in Michigan?
Yeah, Nicole, that's a great question as well. Another reason why this funding from the state of Michigan is critical to our scientists being able to have the impact they do is because while our scientists at Michigan State University compete very well for funding from the USDA Department of Agriculture's competitive grants program, the amount of funding in general that goes towards animal agriculture research is very limited. And oftentimes that research is focused more on fundamental studies leading to solving the problems of the future. And so the immediate problems of facing our producers in agriculture, in animal agriculture in the state, really can't be met solely with funding from the federal government, despite the fact that our scientists at Michigan State University typically rank at the top of the Big Ten and really very close to the top, if not the top in the country, for funding from the USDA. So both go hand in hand. Both are critical to our ability to execute our mission and make an impact on animal agriculture in the state, but it's really the state investment that's critical. So, yes, what happens in the next Farm Bill is also going to be critical to the research agenda and portfolio of ag bioresearch and the ability to address certainly some of the more long-term problems, which our scientists compete very well for those funding. So we're all watching that very, very closely.
George, to wrap us up with, as far as critical areas for Michigan's animal ag industry and other work of ag bioresearch, any last thoughts to leave us with?
Yeah, so I guess my last thought would be to make sure I thank our partners in the Michigan Alliance for Animal Agriculture and the various industry groups in the state, which are part of this, which without them, none of this would be possible. And those include the Michigan Allied Poultry Industry, Michigan Cattlemen's Association, Michigan Farm Bureau, Michigan Horse Industry, Michigan Meat Association, Michigan Milk Producers Association, Michigan Pork Producers, Michigan Sheep Breeders Association, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and the Michigan Soybean Association is also an associate member in the Michigan Alliance for Animal Agriculture, again, showing the direct linkage between a plant-based commodity group and animal agriculture. So I want to thank them. And I want to just sort of emphasize the value of this program and what a pleasure it's been to be able to be a part of it. Because, you know, when I look at the end of the day at the impacts that our scientists are making on our industries in the state, new feeding regimes to increase profitability, new ways to combat disease, developing new strategies and tools for dealing with animal welfare issues, you know, this program's all about impacts and return on investment for our industries in the state. And it's, you know, it's quite enjoyable and rewarding to be a part of. And so we hope, you know, it certainly will be able to continue in the future, and there'll be even bigger and better outcomes that we can report next time I get the opportunity to talk to you.